definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The hero is available to all those with the bravery and imagination to claim it. This is Fortuna's promise, and the prize is sought by many. Now, our worthy vacationers have inadvertently come into possession of a king's ransom in gold, and their investment in this cruise has been repaid by an immense index. But have they learned whom and what to put their faith in? For on the fringe islands of Fortuna's waters, cashing out can be more fraught than cashing in. Riches, perfidy, Pax Fortuna! Sail, part 6.
Can I pick one up and like do that thing where you bite it in your teeth to check it's
chocolate?
Like proper gold.
Yeah, I mean, you bite it in your teeth. What exactly are you expecting?
I think it's just something I've seen other people do and I think it looks cool.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's very hard metal.
Yeah,
and
feels
cold
like,
to the touch.
Feels like gold to me, yeah.
Is it too hard to be real gold?
Yeah, isn't that the point of why you do it? Because gold's soft.
Can I have a close look at it and see? Can I roll to, to see if
I
can
tell why you do it?
Roll a perception check to see if you notice anything about it.
Okay. 2.
It appears to be cold, hard, weighty metal coins.
Great. Have I got my share? I want to shove it in my hand.
The captain says, well, we'll divide this up at the ship.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know, everyone. I think there's something going on over there.
Shall we go and check it out?
I think we should, yeah. I'm not quite sure if it's up in the trees. I'm not much of a climber. I don't think PM really is either.
No, I'm definitely not much of a climber.
Absence, are you?
I can have a climb.
Yeah. You a bit dexterous on your feet?
Yeah.
The captain looks at you and says, what's going on here? We have our gold.
Suspicious rustling, sir.
Ah, is there? Probably that assailant is back.
I draw my sword again. Well, shout towards the rustling.
We wouldn't want to kill...
Show yourself!
...anyone here. The rustling that you can kind of all see now is getting closer. And the captain notices it being high up and he's a little confused.
Can I put a few handfuls of gold in my pockets while everybody's looking at the rustling?
You certainly can. Please do roll.
With advantage? Because I'm
yeah,
a pickpocket?
Yeah, with advantage.
16.
Okay, yeah, you can pocket a handful of coins. The other side from the eggs?
Yeah, other side.
Yeah, you can get a few in there.
Look how full of stuff your pockets are.
I'm just like whistling, you know.
The captain looks at the rustling, which is now about 35 feet away, and says, maybe we should get going.
Maybe we should. And I kind of eye up, is this not part of the experience?
I did not anticipate this. No.
What's there to maybe anticipate, Captain?
I anticipated the gold, of course. We had the map. And now the experience is over. Let's go along. Now he starts trying to usher the guests back in the direction of don't forget the gold.
Maybe they should take the gold back and we'll see to this, whatever's going on here.
The couple and Leon and the father of the boy grab the chest and start carrying it quite slowly. And the captain says, hurry along now. Hurry. Hurry, please.
Is it still worth me climbing up the tree?
Yeah,
go for it. I'll go up the nearest
Please
tree and
roll,
see.
Roll attract climb.
5.
Okay, it's hard to find any purchase on branches this far down. Really, the branches are better higher up. These are more twiggy, and they don't really take a lot of weight. But you can slowly clamber up. You all now start to hear the cries of some kind of animal.
Does it sound big?
It's going, ah! Ah!
Good Lord.
In the tree, you can see approaching are some kind of ape creatures.
Guys, there's some kind of apes coming right towards us.
How many are there?
3, but you can see one big one and 2 slightly smaller ones.
There's 3, one really big one. I think we better get out of here. And then I like clamber down.
There might not be time to run though, is there? Maybe we need to get ready for the bit of a...
She says we run, I'm running.
The captain is running now. Yeah. He's just running and the apes are going to be on you in about a turn. We have to go. Quick, we have to go. I don't know what those things are.
Okay, I'll start running.
I'm running.
Yeah. Come on, PM.
He's still a little far away.
He is,
but you can call him to run with you. Could you each make a dexterity check?
19.
13.
16.
10.
Okay, the apes hit the ground and they are fast. Absence, you are at the back and they reach level with you, screeching and kind of clawing at your clothes.
Okay.
The large one is about 2/3 the size of a human. And they scratch at you, but they're not managing to get anywhere yet.
And where's your...
PM.
He's running from the other side of the clearing. Over to where you guys are.
I don't know what to do other than just keep running.
You keep running. By the time you reach the other end of the clearing that's nearest the ship, you've caught up with the guest carrying the chest. The captain says, just leave it. Just leave it. We have to get out of here.
But we came here for the treasure, Captain.
Yes, but not at the expense of our lives. Let's go. We can always send someone else later.
Can I instruct PM to kind of lift up the chest and...
He won't be able to do it alone. And the other guests are prevaricating. They don't want to leave the gold. That's kind of why they're here. But then they see the apes behind them and they just drop it.
Tony?
Oh, governor, I mean, I'm not... Oh, you're asking a lot now.
You guys are just beyond abstinence.
I've got a bit of food in my pocket still, which I didn't eat a couple of days ago. Can I, like, throw that to try and buy us some time?
You can. Are you throwing it on the run, or are you stopping and throwing it?
I'll stop and like, launch it at them. 18.
Okay, you launch it. It does hit the bigger ape. And a bunch of crackers just bounce off his shoulders. He does not seem interested in the ship's crackers at all.
Guess they're not hungry.
If you're continuing to run, please roll another dexterity.
13.
2.
13.
5.
The apes, one of them is still clawing at you. Abstinence. Victor is having some trouble because we've reached for woods now and it's getting quite difficult to maneuver. But they don't seem to be interested in Victor at all.
Not edible, I guess.
The larger ape seems to be pursuing the captain and gaining on him. One of the other smaller apes claws at your clothes, Tony, but can't seem to get anything, just scratching at them.
Can I attack it?
Yes.
With my sword?
Yeah, roll to hit.
15.
Okay, you swipe your large sword at it and you catch it on the leg. It's a glancing blow, but you do seem to cut its leg open. Please roll a d10.
Nice.
It is a massive sword.
Yes, it is. That's a d10, yeah. 4.
It screeches in pain and falls to the floor, just like squirming a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where am I in relation to this?
You are still behind them, but you are catching up. You're about to catch up.
Okay. I want to take out my dagger, and as I run past,
okay,
I want to, like, stab it.
The one that's on the ground.
Yeah, that's on the ground. 17.
You plant your dagger into the ape's side, and it screeches and squirms some more. You see the vial fill with red blood. As you withdraw your dagger, more blood spurts out.
I drink it immediately.
From the ape or from the vial?
From the vial, not from the ape.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
She's not a monster.
Not a monster.
Okay. You feel energy surge into you.
Yes.
Stand I start up straighter.
Frantically tickling my ear.
The ape that was on you, Abstinence, takes another swipe, clambering at your clothes and doesn't seem to be getting away. It's just tearing.
I'm right next to that one then.
Yeah, you were right next to that one.
Can I pull up my crutch and like aim it kind of right at its... Has it got its mouth open? Can I stand, try and stick my crutch
in I mean, it's
mouth?
Screeching. You
can. Just this giant monkey barreling towards a 13-year-old boy with a crutch. Oh,
yeah, I mean, it's in the mix. So, like, you...
Is it like the size? I guess it's like the size of me, isn't it?
Yeah, it would...
maybe I just start running then. Yeah. I'll just run. Yeah.
Okay, you run essentially past it, and as you go, it takes a swipe at you, pulling at your clothes, but doesn't get anywhere. In the distance, you can hear the captain screaming.
Can I go with PM to sort of find out what's happening to the captain?
You run towards where the ship is going to be. You can see the captain now on the floor, maybe 10 feet ahead of you, struggling with the larger ape who appears to be tearing at his clothes. The rest of the guests are not to be seen at all.
Can I attack the ape?
You can.
11.
You swipe at the ape with your sword, but they're moving around a lot. You don't manage to hit anything. You just cleave straight into the air. Absence.
What's happening to the...
So the captain's on the floor struggling with the ape who's tearing at his clothes.
Okay. Can I try and pull the ape off? Him?
Please make a strength check.
At advantage?
Yes, at advantage.
19.
You grab the ape and rip him off the captain. As the ape comes away, he is clutching at some fabric. You can see translucent goo now oozing out.
Oh, the eggs.
Yeah, the eggs. So you've pulled the ape off.
Yeah.
Can I get a PM to sort of help restrain the monkey while I... go and check on the captain to see whether he's actually like injured or not.
Yeah, roll a strength check.
16.
Okay, yeah, PM, along with Abstinence, manages to grab him by the arms and hold the ape still. His legs are kicking, though, and he's screeching.
Fair enough. And while that's going on, yes,
you go
the captain sort
over
of
to
okay?
The captain, who is wild-eyed and in a state of emotional disarray, and he scrambles to his feet and says, "Run! Run!
Captain, it's okay. It's fine. You're safe for now. We do need to go, though."
He looks at ape and says, "It's not okay!" And starts running.
Oh, okay.
Left you high and dry.
Thanks, bro.
I want to try and get in his way and stop him running and, like, accost him.
Okay, yeah. You're alongside him. What exactly do you want to do?
Just sidestep in front of him and, like, grab him by the shoulders.
Okay, you can grab him by the shoulders, but you'll have to make a strength check to restrain him.
9.
Okay, you grab him and his momentum is going one direction and he kind of, like, wheels round.
All right, Captain, you got to tell us what's going on now. It's all gone south. You need to... Everything you know about these eggs, you need to tell us right now.
Eggs? What about the eggs? We have to go.
The monkey.
They're going to kill us.
Well, what? But what was that in his hand? He had some kind of goo in his hand.
He looks down and sees the tear in his coat pocket, and says, "Oh, the eggs. They must be after the eggs."
Yes, they did attack Tony and Abstinence. Mm. They didn't attack Boyer.
No.
And they didn't attack me, but I assumed that was because they wanted to eat your flesh.
That's sort of what I assumed as well.
Weird must be
because
you were just close to
us. Weird that they attacked you, Tony.
Must be
because you didn't have any eggs.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit smelly after all that stuff in the boat, isn't it?
The other smaller ape that's still alive has caught up to you, Tony, and is going to just, like, claw at you.
Chuck him your eggs.
He basically jumps onto your back and starts ripping at your clothes, going for your pockets, it looks like, and starts to tear your pockets apart. Gold coins fall out of one and eggs out of the other.
Oh, they were worth 20 florins. Oh, Christ. Can I get my little dagger out? I've got a little dagger concealed in my sleeve, right? And can I just, like, try and
shank it?
Try and shank the monkey.
Can it is Sir Victor's turn?
Not my turn.
So you are seeing the ape being restrained by PM and by Abstinence, and Tony is locked in battle with a small ape on his back, and the captain is trying to escape, still being clutched by Tony.
So there's a lot going on.
There's
basically
a lot going on that you can see.
God damn.
Help us out, Vicky.
I don't want you to kill the ape when it just wants the eggs. Can I scoop up the eggs that fell out of Tony's pocket and like throw them away, like in the opposite direction?
Yeah. Can you make a dexterity check to try and navigate this, because they are
so many
all
dexterity
over
checks.
Yeah, I'm afraid
I just
so.
Want to be dexterous. Two.
Okay. You go for the eggs, but the ape is still clawing at them and knocks you over.
Ugh.
Where am I?
You are still holding the larger ape who is struggling right. against you. If you want to continue, you'll need to make a strength check.
14.
Okay, the ape is struggling against you and is getting louder in his screeches, but you do manage to hold him tight for okay. now. Alfonso?
I will stroll up to the ape and...
cash.
yeah. The abstinence and Piemma sort of restraining, and I'm going to cause a bit of dark magic to hurt it.
Okay, what does your dark magic spell look like?
Dark energy sort of comes out of my hand if I like touch something.
Okay.
I suppose, and kind of like just does like a bit of burning sort of sensation out of the hand.
Okay, you have to roll to keep your hand on.
Yeah, because it's like all over the place.
As it happens. Yeah. Yeah, please roll d20 to attack it.
10.
Okay, but it was the larger ape that Essence is holding still.
Yep.
So you place your hand on its shoulder mm-hmm. and it starts to sear into the ape's flesh, and you can smell that acrid smell of burning fur. Please roll d4.
A smell we all know and love. 1.
The ape cries out in pain and is kicking more now, but it still can't get away.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, go on, scat, get out of here, stupid beast, be gone.
Okay, it's still being held. the captain is going to try and escape still, because he's been held by you, held by...
Right, yeah, fair enough.
Please roll a strength check to see if you...
11.
11. He's struggling against you right now, but you just managed to hold on to him.
I want
to
try and turn, flip us round so he's between... He's in the middle of me and the ape.
The ape is, like, literally on your back.
Oh. Can I, like, reach around and try and grab the ape in the balls? Because I figure, like, that's going to... If I grab it really hard in the balls, then that might make it get off me.
Good idea. Yes. Please roll an attack check.
20.
Okay. You reach around, and it's almost like you know exactly where its balls are.
Yeah.
And you take them in hand and squeeze them tight. The ape gives out an almighty screech. And please roll d6 for damage.
2.
Okay. The ape releases its grip and hangs off of you, screeching and trying to bat you away and claw at your arm.
Brilliant. My plan worked.
Okay. Well, he tries to grab your hand and like rip your hand away somehow, or scratch at it.
Oh God, yeah, am I still holding his balls?
You can let go anytime.
Well, has he let go of me yet?
No.
No.
I mean, he's let go of you, but he's still draped over you. If he were to fall down now, he'd just be hanging by the balls. So,
I mean, I want to let go if I can get away, but if I can't get away, then I'll just keep twisting them.
Ah, you got to make a call, man.
Oh, I'll let go then. I'll let go of the balls and I'll try and leap back if I could.
Okay.
I'll just let go of the balls. Let's see what happens.
As you let go of the balls, he curls up on the ground and just continues screeching in the fetal position now. Okay, Victor, if you'd like to do anything now. One ape is on the ground, curled up. Seems not really interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The captain is trying to get away, but is being held onto by Tony. And Alfonso has his hand on the larger ape, searing him. PM and Abstinence have that larger ape by the arms.
Okay. This whole situation is making me extremely queasy. are those eggs still on the ground?
Yep. And the captain's eggs are falling out of his pocket, which is ripped now.
And I scoop them all up and... throw them away? Throw them back towards the jungle?
Okay, as there's quite a big pile, you can just grab a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And as you throw them in the opposite direction, the larger ape's head kind of follows them.
And can I also yell at you guys. If you want to let him go now, might be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we let him go.
Yeah. Come on, PM to let go.
Okay. You guys let him go then, and the larger ape kind of scuttles off in the direction of the clutch of eggs that was thrown. The captain is still screaming. He says, We have to go. We have to go.
Yeah, let's run.
Since they've been interested in us, should we go and get the chest quickly?
Oh yeah, where's the chest now?
Back, we sort of ran past it, right?
Yeah, you ran past it. It was dropped at the entrance of the clearing.
Oh, so quite a long way away now.
The captain is wild-eyed still, and he looks at you saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? We have to go.
Don't you want the gold?
Gold? What? Oh, yes. Don't worry. There's more where that came from. Let's leave it.
If it's not important, gold, you should tell us that it's...
It's not gold. Fine. It's not gold. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
God's sake.
Yeah. I go towards the boat.
The captain is running now, whether or not you're following him. The rest of you do follow, though. And after a good 15 minutes through the forest, you come back to the beach where one of the rowboats has already gone. There is one left. The captain runs and leaps inside. Mm-hmm. And as you embark the rowboat, he starts rowing furiously towards the ship.
Oh, what an asshole.
Absolute shambles.
Oh. He looks down at his pocket and, like, while still rowing with one hand, kind of fingers the goo, saying, all that money lost.
I guess I just, like, smell my hand, which I... which smells kind of faintly of monkey's balls.
Monkey's balls and egg goo and
rotting food.
Rotting food.
I just give the captain like a look, like, what a prick.
As you get back to the ship and climb the ladder up, you can see the guests arguing with Leon and Ruby, who are also on the deck. They're saying, this is not what we paid for. This is the father of a young boy. We paid for an adventure, but we almost got killed. Ruby is trying to calm them down, and she sees the captain and defers to him.
It was a shambles.
Can't deny that we did have a bit of an adventure.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that it ended up how it was. Rest assured, you will all get your money back.
What about my 20 florins?
Yes. Well, if you stick around, maybe we can get you paid on the next cruise.
Yeah, whatever, mate.
I didn't pay to be here, so I don't really feel cheated at all.
I guess neither did I. I didn't either, so I guess it's only really absence. My boss paid for me, so.
Yeah.
I mean, money's not really an object for me, so
it's cool. Fair enough.
Okay, so the only person who was cheated was Tony.
I guess I just shuffle off in a huff and go kind of stare out to sea.
At the head of the ship, you can see the captain looking back at the island, and he flips one of the gold coins into the sea.
Can I saddle up to Tony and just say, well, Tony, it's been fun. If, as I said before, if you are interested, maybe give my office a call sometime and we'll sort something out. And I give him my card.
Oh, thanks, Governor. I appreciate that. If it... pays any better than this gig, then I'd be more than interested.
So it does. You've been very kind to me. So I hope I repay the favour.
You're a gentleman, Mr. Alfonso.
Call me Al.
No, I'll stick to Alfonso don't mind.
And so, their journey at an end, our four heroes pause to measure their reward. This cruise has taken them far, and on its peculiar course they have had to learn lessons they would not have chosen for themselves. But perhaps this is the greatest lesson of all. As the Philidor chops through the waves, the outstretched horizon seems like a blank canvas once again. Our heroes look out with new resolve and elevated spirits, their hearts warmed by the hearth of shared memories, and think of their futures and their waiting homes on the island city of Fortuna. You've been listening to Hot Air and Point of Sail, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.